We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our top story this hour at WWL.com, which is a very good, excellent, useful website that you should be visiting every day. Headline reads, as deadline looms, trash tussle between Torres and Henry continues. They've been talking about this in the news all morning. Cindy Torres and Troy Henry gave back-to-back interviews on WWL this morning with Dave Cohen sitting in for Tommy Tucker. We don't really know who's going to start picking up trash tomorrow morning. According to Cindy Torres, his company will continue to pick up trash. Troy Henry says his contract takes effect at midnight, and he's going to be picking up the trash. Coleman, can you imagine what is going to, are there going to be like dueling garbage trucks? Are they going to have like a little Jets and Sharks showdown there on Bourbon Street? You know, like,
so
what are they going to do when they're both out there?
What is the proper protocol? Hey, put that trash down and let me pick it up. Like, if somebody's picking up the dumpster, or they're spraying the lemon or whatever, are they going to stop the other guy from doing it? Like, smack their hand away from the trash can, like, down,
stop.
Down.
That's my garbage. That's my garbage. No, it's my garbage. I know you are, but what am I?
What they say, like, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
They do say that. Well, I guess we'll all find out at the same time. We're going to see what happens.
I'm going to make
it when both of these contracts are in effect.
Does the Project NOLA cameras have like a website we could all go to so we could watch what happens in a French Quarter?
Yes.
When it all goes
who runs that ding ding webcam at Cat's Meow, I think, at, I don't know, Bourbon and Toulouse or something in there. But there is like a live 24/7 camera pointed at Bourbon Street at that intersection right there. And
so one guy's going to park their truck in front of the other guy's truck so they can't make the corner and stop from picking up the trash.
I get the guys are going to go out there. They're all going to be in their outfits. The hoppers, they're going to have a throwdown, a showdown.
Hatfield, McCoy, Hatfield.
Yeah, exactly. When you're a Jet, you're a Jet. Okay, look, we got a lot to do this hour. I got a scheduled interview starting in 15 minutes, but I have a lot I want to cover before that. Coleman, light it up. Today's news bomb starts out with really good economic news. The United States economy rebounded a surprisingly strong 3% in the second quarter of this year.
The U.S. economy expanded at a surprising pace during the second quarter. America's gross domestic product, or GDP, rose at a 3% pace from April through June. That outpaced economists' forecasts for 2% growth. GDP is a measure of the nation's output of goods and services. GDP fell 0.5% during the first quarter on a surge in imports as businesses scrambled to get ahead of Donald Trump's tariffs on foreign goods. The latest quarter involved a reversal of that trend, with imports experiencing the largest drop since the COVID-19 outbreak. That large drop in imports helped bolster overall GDP growth. The big swings in import levels and GDP highlight a seemingly unpredictable U.S. tariff policy. Businesses have remained cautious about their financial forecasts for the year because of that uncertainty. Damian Troisi, New York.
Nice to hear from a new reporter, Damian Troisi. The United States military is supposed to be walled off from political considerations. Pentagon leaders have always been pretty careful and quite serious about that. Americans do not want to have a politicized military. President Trump has other ideas.
President Trump has broken with another Pentagon tradition. The White House acknowledges the president now meets with candidates for promotion to four-star general. A spokeswoman says he wants to make sure in person top officers are warfighters first, not bureaucrats. But the meetings are a departure from past practice and raise concerns about politicizing the military's top ranks. The president hasn't always respected the long tradition of walling off the military from partisan politics. Last month, he mobilized the National Guard and Marines for duty in Los Angeles, and then held a campaign-style rally at Fort Bragg, where uniformed troops cheered as he bashed Democrats. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Cool, cool, cool. An interesting revelation in the Epstein cover-up case. We are learning more about who testified to those grand juries that sent Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to prison. It's not as many people as you might think.
The Epstein and Maxwell grand juries heard from only two witnesses. Two law enforcement officials were the only witnesses to testify before the federal grand juries that indicted Jeffrey Epstein and his former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell on sex trafficking charges. That's according to the Justice Department. In a court filing late Tuesday, the officials again urged the court to release the records, citing huge public interest. The Justice Department described the witnesses in response to questions from two judges who would have to approve the release of the transcripts. Grand jury transcripts are rarely released by courts. The memo didn't detail what was in the testimony, but it reduced expectations that the transcripts would contain new revelations, saying that certain details in them have become public over the years. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is so weird. Big kind of self-owned by the president. We're going to have to continue to follow this. Reporters are not going to stop asking him about this. In an extremely strange comment on Air Force One yesterday, Trump told reporters that his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein ended because Epstein had poached young female spa workers from his club at Mar-a-Lago, confirming that one of the women hired away by Epstein was Virginia Giuffre, who's one of the best known and most outspoken victims of Epstein's sex trafficking ring. Reporters asked Trump about this. He had this to say.
I don't know. I think she worked at the spa. I think so. I think that was one of the people. Yeah. He stole her. And by the way, she had no complaints about us, as you know, none whatsoever. I have a great spa, one of the best spas in the world at Mar-a-Lago. And people were taken out of the spa, hired by him. In other words, gone. And other people would come and complain, this guy is taking people from the spa. I didn't know that. And then when I heard about it, I told him, I said, listen, we don't want you taking our people, whether it was spa or not spa. I don't want him taking people. And he was fine. And then not too long after that, he did it again. And I said, out of here.
Virginia Giuffre was 16 years old at the time. And just to be clear, just to say it one more time, Trump is saying that he ended his best friend relationship with a person he called a terrific guy because he stole a 16-year-old girl away from his spa. Virginia Giuffre claims that Epstein sex trafficked her to her lawyer. I'm sorry, to his lawyer and Harvard Law professor, Alan Dershowitz. You know this guy. He's on TV all the time. He was apparently accused of having had sexual relationships with Giuffre at least six times. The first when she was only 16 years old. Dershowitz, of course, denies those claims. He later represented Epstein in his 2008 criminal conviction and helped to negotiate that very controversial non-prosecution agreement on his behalf. And now he's on TV every day talking about how there's no client list. Huh. Funny that. Virginia Giuffre died by suicide last year in Australia after having previously written on Twitter, quote, I am making it publicly known that in no way, shape or form am I suicidal. I have made this known to my therapist and my GP. If something happens to me, for the sake of my family, do not let this go away and help me to protect them too many evil people want to see me quieted, end quote. Curiouser and curiouser. With his big, beautiful bill, President Trump is waging war on the future and has unleashed a new era of uncertainty for safety net programs that a lot of people listening to me right now really rely on.
The president's big, beautiful bill includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks. It also makes $1 trillion in cuts to safety net programs like Medicaid and food assistance. The savings are expected to come from added work requirements and by shifting some costs onto the states. Republicans say reforms are needed to right-size bloated federal programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The largest reduction in spending in the history of any government on planet Earth.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the cuts will leave some 10 million more people without health insurance and some 3 million fewer people participating in the nutritional SNAP program. Local governments are scrambling to respond.
There is an enormous shift in cost and responsibility in this bill. We're calling it the big shift.
Mark Ritocco is the chief government affairs officer for the National Association of Counties.
Another way to think of it is a squeeze on local government.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And the president continues to stack the federal judiciary with his buddies. Today, the Senate confirmed one of the worst conceivable nominees for a lifetime appointment to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals.
By a 50-49 vote, senators confirmed Emil Bovee for a lifetime appointment as a federal appeals court judge. A former federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, Bovee was on Trump's legal team during his New York hush money trial and defended Trump in his two federal criminal cases. Confirmation came despite whistleblower complaints about his recent conduct at the Justice Department and Democratic attempts to stop his nomination. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling him
the Trumpian henchman, the extreme of the extreme of the extreme.
But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley defended Bovee.
Mr. Bovee has a strong legal background and has served his country honorably.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Emil Bovee, apparently, according to that whistleblower report, sent out a memo telling members of the Trump administration, it's okay if you break the law in trying to deport all these people. Sometimes you just got to ignore the courts. That's what more than one whistleblower said about this guy. And now he has a lifetime appointment to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Good work if you can get it. Look, at the end of yesterday's show, I was answering a question we got from a listener who was asking why, quote, they, and I think they mean the mainstream media here, why they aren't reporting on the positive effects of better securing the border and performing all the deportations. Or is it that they don't want to talk about it because the positives haven't outweighed the negatives? It's a good question, and I think it's worth asking. And I'm looking at the results of a CBS YouGov poll that came out earlier this week. And the key things that I want to highlight here is that approval of Trump's actions to secure the border is really quite steady. But approval of Stephen Miller's Gestapo-like deportations program is cratering. Americans are happy that Trump closed the border. They believe that his efforts to do so have been effective, and they are happy about it. At the same time, they are telling pollsters they are increasingly unhappy that Trump is illegally rounding up nonviolent immigrants whose citizenship is in dispute or it's in progress and throwing them in detention camps and deporting them to countries that they are not from with no chance to speak to a lawyer or to make their case in front of a judge. A majority of Americans are unhappy about that and getting unhappier. And I believe that is why the mainstream media is not falling over themselves to placate the base on this issue and to praise Trump on the issue of immigration. If you want to see the poll I'm referring to, let me know. I'll text you a link and you can go over it yourself. Now, after I got that text, I kind of spoke off the cuff for a little while about how this maniacal drive to harass and detain and deport anyone with a skin tone darker than eggshell and whose name isn't something like John Smith was causing labor shortages around the country and frightening immigrants into staying home, staying away from their workplaces, schools, churches, hospitals. Even if their paperwork is in order, even if they came to America the right way. I mean, why risk it, right? Even if you are absolutely sure that you're safe from ICE, what if ICE nabs you anyway? ICE agents have a quota to meet. They need to make 3,000 arrests every day, or Stephen Miller is going to appear in a cloud of smoke and bite their ankles. If ICE grabs you by mistake, do you have the resources to fight back? Do you have the money to pay for a lawyer? Can your family keep it all together, get the kids to school on time, get food on the table if you go to Alligator Alcatraz for 12 weeks? People love to tell me on the text line, ICE is only going after the criminals. But that's not the case. A report by the Cato Institute found that only 45% of people taken into ICE custody between January and June had a criminal conviction. And only 7% of people taken into ICE custody in the last 6 months had a violent criminal conviction. So it's not crazy to think that, you know, a normal, God-loving, hardworking, peaceful immigrant might have something to fear from leaving the house and going to work or going to church or going to the hospital or going to pick up their kids from school. A number of people texted in afterwards with some variation of, no, Ian, they're only taking criminals. No, Ian, you're wrong. That's not happening. I work in construction. I don't see immigrants not showing up to work. You're full of it. No, I'm not full of it. I'm just paying attention at a level that many people don't or can't. And not because I'm smarter than them, not because I'm special, not because I'm on some higher plane of thinking, because it is my job to do that. It is my job to know these things and study these people and these concepts and try to understand these complex issues. And I think I'm pretty good at it. To that point, here's an article from The Guardian published yesterday morning that backs up exactly what I was saying yesterday afternoon. The headline reads, U.S. workers say Trump's immigration crackdown is causing labor shortages. From the article, Donald Trump's crackdown on immigration is piling pressure on factories, according to employees and union leaders, as veteran workers from overseas are forced to leave their jobs. As economists warn that the administration's full-scale deportation ambitions could ultimately cost millions of jobs. Workers in Michigan and Kentucky told The Guardian that industrial giants are grappling with labor shortages. At a panel on how Trump's immigration policies are affecting workers, the largest hospitality union in the United States said the policies were, quote, wreaking havoc across the families of our coworkers and in our communities. Jimmy Williams is the president of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. They represent construction workers. He said, oftentimes within the labor movement, we find ourselves divided by industries. And when it comes to immigration, it's got to be the one single thing that puts a thread between a hotel worker, a construction worker, a service worker, a public employee, a teacher. This is something that affects every single working person in this country. This has a real impact on immigrant workers, obviously, but it also has a real impact on non-immigrant workers. And it's really important that we stick together because we all want the same things, end quote. One of the last texts that I read yesterday before I cleared out of here said, quote, Ian, have you lost your mind? After Katrina, we got green card helpers to help us in Lakeview spend time with a real immigration attorney, end quote. Well, folks, after this short break, we're going to do just that. We're going to spend some time with a real immigration attorney. His name is Shusham Modi. He's from Houston. He's an immigration expert and attorney. And I will be asking him some of the questions that were asked of me yesterday. And since he's the expert, we'll see, is there daylight between what he sees in his line of work and what I see just reading the news and watching the news like the rest of you? I mean, Hoke, sitting in for Scoot. Don't miss this.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Coming right back. It's 2:30 here. And I want to let you know right out of the gate, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for St. Charles, St. Bernard, Plaquemines, Jefferson, St. John the Baptist, Orleans, and St. James parishes until 4:55 this afternoon. Again, that's just about all of the New Orleans metro area. St. Charles Parish, St. Bernard Parish, Plaquemines Parish, Jefferson Parish, St. John the Baptist, Orleans, and St. James parishes. You know what to do, folks. We've gotten pretty used to this. If you don't need to be out in the world right now, don't. If you're at work, stay at work. If you're at home, stay at home. Do not drive through waters, floodwaters. Even a small amount of moving water can be dangerous, and you need to stay informed with local media. Keep it right here on WWL. Joining us on the line right now is Susham Modi. Susham is a Houston-based immigration attorney, founder of the Modi Law Firm. I'm made to understand he goes by Modi. We'll say Modi. Welcome to the show. Thanks for making time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Listen, so I got kind of fussed at by some listeners yesterday, some comments I made about immigration and the impact on the workforce here. They said, you got to get an immigration attorney. So I got one. From your legal perspective, how have Trump's immigration policies, specifically mass deportation, changed the makeup of the U.S. workforce?
Yeah, I mean, that's a broad question. We've seen a lot of changes in the last 6 months. Specifically for work authorization, I mean, one quick point here is about 1 million individuals that had proper work authorization no longer have it, based on two programs that the Trump administration eliminated. One is called TPS, Temporary Protected Status. About 600,000 Venezuelan and Haitians that like had that, like they applied for it, have proper work authorization, they no longer have it. Mm-hmm. And then about 400,000 parolees, that's like another discretionary way to stay in the U.S., based on like Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, they no longer have it. So if you combine just those two programs alone, we've lost about 1 million individuals with legal work authorization that had legal work authorization. And that's not including the fear that we're seeing with undocumented workers fulfilling certain needs in the workforce, like construction or other places, because they're afraid to go to work. So you see, you've seen a lot of articles about farmers, about farms and construction workers and healthcare sector. So those areas, you know, I personally have seen a lot of clients afraid to go to even the grocery store. So, and they have proper like pending applications. And so if we combine that, there's a lot of fear of going to work. And I think you're going to see that fear impact the economy and the workforce eventually.
Funny thing, Matt. That's exactly what I said yesterday. And people told me in their experience, they're not seeing that and that I was wrong and that it couldn't possibly be true that people are afraid to not only show up to work, but to go to a hospital or to go to, you know, interface with the legal system in some way to make sure that their paperwork is current and they're staying in touch with immigration authorities. You're saying that is happening at scale.
The latter part, not so much. Like applying for the paperwork, we've actually seen certain increases. So, for example, people who are permanent residents, like permanently here, like legal permanent residents, they know they don't have as much protection as being a U.S. citizen, right? And you saw it with that case of the individual who did peaceful protests against Gaza, but then was put in deportation proceedings based on it. So, like, even, you know, green card holders, what a lot of people don't realize is minor criminal history could put you in deportation proceedings or even no criminal history, like this peaceful protest. So you've seen actually a huge increase in applications in our firm for like naturalization or trying to find a really good lawyer to fight their court case and things like that. Whereas other aspects of it, like not the legal case, but like maybe going to the grocery store or going to work, or you see the raids at like Home Depots and churches and schools, I think you're seeing a lot more fear there.
Modi, what are you hearing from employers in, you know, for example, you know, farming and construction, the sort of what we think is the sort of bellwether industries that have a greater than average share of immigrant workers? What are you hearing from them? You know, is production slowing down or construction projects being delayed because they cannot find workers to do these jobs?
Yeah, I think it is. And actually, you know, I'll put a shout out here to my father. My father has been in the construction industry for over 40 years. And I actually spoke to him earlier today about what he's seeing on the ground there. He's a senior estimator, was a project manager before. And he's seeing subcontractors. So he works for a general contractor that hires subcontractors. And he does the bidding on different projects. And he's seeing subcontractors go bankrupt. So think of subcontractors as like the painters, you know, electricians, that sort of stuff. So if they can't get the labor, either they're raising the prices. He said he's seen, because he does all the math for the estimating, he's seen prices raised by about over 25% on different projects, which is huge. That's going to impact, I think, the economy eventually. And then that's one part of it. And then that cost gets eaten up in different ways. Like the general contractor takes a loss. There's multiple people that take losses for that. But then the subcontractors themselves are going bankrupt. So he mentioned a recent case where they can't find painters like to do the painting for the actual job. So I think you are going to see a major impact on construction industries, and that's not including material costs going up. So you saw with these tariffs, there have been delayed material costs like timber, steel, different labor, different material costs in addition to labor costs.
So that's how we get to this place where, you know, I'm up late last night and, you know, studying about this, and I see some kind of surprising reports that there's a broad consensus among economists that there are millions of jobs that are at risk here, even for U.S. born workers, you know, not people who are in some sort of temporary protected status, or they're from Cuba and they're on this parole program. People who were born in America, their jobs are at risk because of, you know, all the reasons you just pointed out, these price increases and these other things that are making these projects no longer tenable or no longer profitable. So deporting immigrants can affect jobs for people who were born here.
Yeah, it's actually interrelated. So, like, for example, you know, my father's a U.S. citizen. I think his company has got, you know, they've either laid off or reduced their workforce, like legal workforce, by about 50%. They made people part-time in this construction company that he works for. So, you know, you are seeing a major shift here, and that's not including the way it goes all the way down. So, for example, I mean, I think all of us Americans are feeling it everywhere we're buying anything, right? So inflation has been persistent. We go to the grocery store, you know, why is a bag of chips $5, right? I mean, you know, picking, if you're starting to include picking fruit and the farm workers and all that stuff, you're seeing increases there too. And we're all feeling, I mean, I know I am, you know, when I go to the grocery store as well. And I think there's a delay between when something happens and when it trickles all the way down to the consumer. And you're going to start seeing the consumer reactions more and more. You know, I actually spoke with a bankruptcy lawyer for a different matter, like referring each other cases, a couple of weeks ago, and he said he's starting to see more and more corporate bankruptcies as well.
Modi, we just have a little bit of time left here, and I want to kind of shift away from, you know, spreadsheets and who's making money and what projects are getting canceled, and just talking more about the human toll for a moment. You've represented a lot of workers who are facing deportation. What happens to those people's families in their communities when they're suddenly snatched off the street, disappeared into a, you know, detention facility, difficult to get in touch with them? Maybe they get deported, maybe they don't, but what happens to their families and their communities in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, this is what's difficult, right? It's because we're all just people at the end of the day. I mean, even if you want to look at it scientifically, we all come from the earth, so we're family, right? So it's hard to see family be separated and people put in jail and lose their ability to work and feed their family. So that's the human toll. And I know, you know, part of the question was not including stats anymore. But even if we did include stats, like about 75% of the people being picked up, like at Home Depots and churches and schools and the fear that's arising, these are just objective stats because nonprofits did a records request from the government. About 75% have no criminal convictions whatsoever. So it's not like we're using our limited law enforcement to go after the bad apples. We're going after the hardworking individuals. And so that's the real problem that we're seeing. And in cases, the thing is the law doesn't fit really well, like, with everybody. And so what used to happen is there was called prosecutorial discretion. So like, if you were married to a U.S. citizen and you have a U.S. citizen child, in fact, I had a consult earlier today about this, but if you're, you know, married to a U.S. citizen, you have a U.S. citizen child, a kind of way that eventually maybe you could get a green card. But we're seeing those cases be a lot more difficult now. Like somebody's in deportation proceedings and the government attorney and the judge are not agreeing to use their discretion to terminate that case so they can pursue the green card. And you're talking about like a one-year-old child. That's not including the recent policy trying to extend what you mentioned earlier, which is detention, like immigration jail. So that was another discretion, is people released on parole more. And if they didn't show up to their court hearing, they'd be ordered deported. And especially if they have situations where they're married to a U.S. citizen, you know, they're going to try to show up to their court hearings for the most part because they have a pathway. Now they're not getting released and they're not giving the discretion to try to pursue their cases easily. So in multiple ways, between being apprehended, like with no criminal history at Home Depots and things, being put in detention, and then the lack of discretion in court, like you're seeing it get harder and harder for the people, again, that have don't have criminal history, that have U.S. citizen family members. And that's not to lose hope. There could be a possibility for them to stay, but it's going to be a much more difficult case, more expensive, more legal arguments because of these recent policies.
Modi, we have to stop there, but this has been really illuminating for me and for the audience. Modi, Susham Modi, is a Houston-based immigration attorney, founder of the Modi Law Firm. Thank you for your time, your work, and your way, man. We appreciate you so much. We'll keep you in the Rolodex.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Thanks for inviting me.
And to you as well. I'll remind you, just about everybody listening to me right now on FM, certainly, is under a flash flood warning for St. Charles, St. Bernard, Plaquemines, Jefferson, St. John the Baptist, Orleans, and St. James. St. James. Sounds like Sean Connery. St. James Parish until 4:55 this afternoon. Stay weather aware. Keep it right here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. I don't have any other scheduled interviews until about 3:25. I would love to talk to you. Have you or someone you know lost coworkers because of immigration raids or immigration policy changes? Is your workplace struggling to find workers because immigrant employees have been left or been forced out? Have you noticed longer waits, delays, higher costs for services like construction, food, manufacturing because of labor shortages? Do you think Americans are willing to take the tough, low-paying jobs immigrant workers do? Let's talk about it. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. I'll be right back after this. Give me a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line. You and me, baby. Stay dry.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Out there. You know what's crazy? That's Sublime. That's, you know Sublime. Everybody knows Sublime. That's from 1992. Here's something you might not know. Sublime is making new music. They have a new single out. I would love to play it for you, but it's quite not safe for work. But if you want to go look it up, the song is called Ensenada by Sublime. Uh-oh. Yeah, well, that's all right. Dump that real quick. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just fade that out. Sublime has a new single out. They have a new album coming out later this year, and they are on tour right now, which I'm very excited about as a child of the 90s, and maybe you are too. Go check out that new Sublime song. It's called Ensenada. I don't feel like playing it on the air because it's, it's a family show. Let's go to Tom in Houma. Tom, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi. I just kind of wanted to make a quick little point out here.
Hit me.
I don't know if y'all heard this or not, but Trump said that he was going to be doing some sort of an amnesty bill for farm workers and hospitality workers. But aside from that, I'd also like to kind of point out that within the Big Beautiful Bill, they had some cuts to Medicaid, which technically means that there's going to be Americans who are going to be tossed off of Medicaid.
Absolutely.
And that means that this is just something I'm saying. If that's the case, we have people getting amnesty and at the same time telling people who are on Medicaid to go find a job that could be potentially held up by somebody who's not even legal, and they may be losing their health insurance, not being able to get a job, while somebody illegal is occupying that position. Other thing I would like to point out is that you don't have to go like have these pitch battles in Los Angeles and stuff between government agencies and immigrants. I don't understand why the Trump administration just doesn't go to the employers and say, hey, look, you hired some illegal immigrants. We got this case, this case, this case, and this case. Guess what? Because of the 1986 law that Reagan signed, that's illegal. We could throw your ass in jail or shut down your business, whichever one we want. That would end this immediately. You could also just cut off the benefits. Like, as far as these pitch battles in the streets and stuff, doesn't really make all that much sense to me.
Well, these are good points, Tom. Let's try and address some of them before we pile more on here. To your point about, you know, would it be possible for the administration to go to these large-scale employers or even small-scale employers for that matter and say, hey, according to this 1986 law, it is illegal for you to hire illegals, and if you don't stop hiring illegals, we're going to put you out of business. They could do that. Should they do that? I don't know, because that would mean significant job losses, significant disruptions to the United States economy, significant price increases for everyday products, things that are grown in America, things that are manufactured here, that I don't think average Americans would be willing to eat those cost increases. Do you?
Before we put too much on the plate here, I just want to make a little thing that I'd like to point out here before we put too much on the plate. If there's a road and it's clearly pretty plainly not having like red lights or anything like that, and it's just 55 the whole way through, I mean, do we really need to pull me over when I hit 65 on that road or 70? I mean, you know, there's no houses around. It's kind of an empty road. Why do I have to get pulled over and get that speeding ticket?
Because used to going 70 or 75 miles an hour, then suddenly when it's time for you to go 55 miles an hour, often people don't, and that's dangerous.
Wait, are you saying that because there's a law that says that I have to go 55, I actually have to go 55?
I mean, it's up to you. If you want to break the law and risk getting pulled over and getting a ticket, as most of us do, that's a decision you make. But that doesn't mean the law is no reason for the law to be there.
If I go to Mexico illegally and get a job over there, what I get is pretty much what I get. Is that what you're saying?
If you go to Mexico and get a job there, what you get is what you get. Yes.
If I get a job illegally because I'm an illegal immigrant
to Mexico,
how much should I expect that they're going to break the law to allow me to have that job?
I don't know. Are there 10,000 of you? Is it only 10,000 Tom and Homa that is out there plucking avocados out of the ground? And if they deport all of you to America, the avocado industry collapses and everyone else loses their job and Mexicans have to pay 20 times more for avocados? Then, yeah, I suspect the Mexican government is not going to put up with that.
Well, what if there were a bunch of retirees in Mexico in 2023, and everybody was complaining because they had this retiree money and they were causing the prices to go up, even if they weren't even working? I mean, would it be crazy if the Mexican government took all of those Americans in that area and deported them and nobody in the press in America even covered it? I can't believe this, because, you know, I'm sure there's somebody named Pablo and Javier who are talking on the radio in Mexico right now. And I don't think either of them were talking about if those retirees should be allowed to be let back in who got deported in 2023 with no American press coverage. I don't even think the Mexican people covered it. Why are the Mexican press and the national discourse over there so rude against these Americans whom were deported?
I'm not familiar with that story, Tom, and it sounds like most people
aren't. You
know
why you're not familiar with that story?
Why? Uh-oh, where'd he go?
Right here.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Now, the reason why you didn't hear about it is because you didn't report on it. You're the news, remember?
Tom, that doesn't make any sense.
Are you a news organization? Do you provide the news to the public? It's a story that happened in 2023. You didn't cover it, apparently, because you don't know about it.
Well, I'm sure a kid in Hollywood, California also sprained his ankle and fell down on the playground, but we didn't talk about that either because our audience doesn't need to know that. We're on the air 24/7. We got a lot of news to report, but we can't cover every single thing, Tom. Tom, go back and explain to everybody listening, because I doubt very seriously that anybody else really knows what you're talking about. What is this group of Americans that got deported from Mexico?
Sorry, man, it's not my job to sit here and put out the news.
Well, then you're very boring, and I'm done talking to you. Thank you, Tom. Tom's a smart guy, but if you want to argue with me about why we didn't report on story X, Y, or Z, that's a waste of my time and yours. I would rather get back to the discussion that we were having about immigrant labor in this country. And if you're trying to color that conversation in with an example or a metaphor about something, you can't just say, oh, do you know about this example or metaphor? And then if I say no, it's incumbent upon you to, that's how a debate works, dude. If you ask, well, what about this example? And I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, it is your responsibility to color us in so we can have the debate that we're supposed to be having. That's it for class today, kids. Don't hurt yourselves on the way to your locker. Reading now from Mexico News Daily. While some United States citizens with expired visas or undocumented status living in Mexico, often retirees, can face fines or regularization requirements, there is no official policy of deporting them en masse to the United States. Sharp work, Tom. Thanks.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.